I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Islamic law as applied in hardliner countries says a Muslim who converts to another faith can face the death penalty. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says while he can't reveal the country, he can confirm increasing oppression on Christians. They will continue to broadcast gospel programming because radio plays a strategic role.
We sense that radio broadcasts become even more important, where it's becoming more difficult for believers to gather together face to face, but listening in the privacy of their own home, radio broadcasts can have a real impact.
Next, Global Advances Jonathan Shibley says now is the time to ingrain marketplace missions principles in India. With her sleeping giant economy stirring, a new middle class is awakening. Aside from money, the new middle class brings with it a new populace. Shibley says they're training nationals to see that every transaction is a ministry opportunity.
Their job really is a mission field where they can display God's glory through their talent, through their work, through the money that they generate. They can be generous to invest that back into the kingdom. And so these are the kind of mindsets that we're trying to create.
And finally, some 2,000 students are enrolled in Russian Ministry's Schools Without Walls programs in 35 locations across Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and Moldova. The program equips the post-communist generation for evangelism. Now, students unable to attend classes may take academic courses online. Through this new distance learning, Russian Ministries hopes to mobilize and equip young Christian leaders who will become involved in ministry and service. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God, which focuses on the suffering Christians experience in their walk with God. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.